about halfway down, below where the hands were crossed.
The hands were always down here, never like this.
No, no.
Never near the shoulders.
Did they ever have memorial services for them after they were dead, say a week later or a year later?
I never remember that in any of the processes. That is something that has been practiced lately, in the later years.
Did people bring food to the house?
Yes, they always brought food. There was very little that had to be done by the occupants of the house while the funeral was to be. They always brought in. I remember one fellow at one funeral here in Malone. He would go to every funeral so as to get a good feed. And he'd stay all night long and eat all he could. I don't know. That's the only one that I ever heard doing that.
How did most people kind of look upon funerals? Did some people enjoy them, do you think?
Well, I think he did, because he'd see people and talk with them. Some people went so as to see people that they hadn't seen in years, as well as to attend the funeral.
Did they put anything on the outside of the house in those days?
Well, they always had a wreath that they put near the door.
Was it a wreath, like a Christmas wreath or
a
basket?
Yeah, it was a wreath.
Like a Christmas
and a bowl on it.
Did it have a hole in the center?
I think so, yeah.
That's different from nowadays.
Yeah.
Nowadays they have a basket.
Yeah.
Now, was it flowers or was it pine branches?
No, it was flowers.
Did they ever have any black crape on the outside of the house?
No, I don't think so. I don't know if anybody.
Now, to a more pleasant subject. What kind of toys did you have as a child?
Well, I had a doll, and we used to have a block, and we had checkers and dominoes. We had express wagons.
What's express wagons?
Well, we had wheels on about this big. Some of them had wheels bigger, and they had a little box on them about this high. Went around the whole
top, set on it. Did you drag those with a handle or a string?
They had a handle
on
them.
Were they made of wood?
Oh, yeah. Well, wood and steel. The box was wood. The handle.
How many toys, how many dolls did you have?
Oh, I never had more than a couple dolls at a time. At Christmas time, my father always got us candy and nuts. And we girls all got a doll, and they got us oranges, and just things like that.
Were these dolls homemade?
No, my mother, I don't think, I don't remember her ever making us any dolls. There was one time, I guess she did, but she never made any dolls. Well, of course, the little ones, she'd put some rag inside of a piece of cloth and wrap it around, tie it up, make it look like a doll, see, for some little kids.
Was this given as a Christmas present?
Oh, no. No, my father always bought us girls a doll for Christmas.
Would you keep your dolls several years, or would you throw them away?
Well, we kept them as long as they'd last.
As long as
sometimes, you know, the heads wasn't unbreakable, and I remember a China doll that had a China head on it, and wasn't a very big doll, maybe 10 inches, and we enjoyed them, and the last doll that I had was 12 years old, and it was a doll that we called a sleeping doll. The back of the eyes had weights on them, and when you laid it down, you see it swung out so that it would close the eyes. And when you straightened it up, it would swing down like this and it would open the eyes, see?
What kind of clothes did you wear when you were a young girl?
Oh, we had cotton dresses usually. And my mother knit stockings, so we had wool stockings. We had heavy underwear that had long lace down to our ankles. We were dressed warm.
What kind of games did you play outdoors?
Oh,
in the summertime?
A lot of the things they play now. Hide and seek tic-tac-toe. A lot of them that the youngsters play today.
Anything that they don't remember?
Tisket and tasket.
How would you play that?
Well, they'd stand by in a row, ring. And one would go around and just pass it, you know, say the whole thing through. And I dropped a letter to my lover. I took a letter to my lover, and on the way I lost it. And you drop it behind somebody. And then that one picks it up, and that one goes around and says the same thing. Well, we played ball. I wasn't very good at it. I got disgusted because I couldn't hit that darn ball.
What kind of games did you play in winter? What did you do in the winter crowd? Outdoor games?
Oh, we played throwing ball, snowball, make snowman, same as they do today. Children's games don't change much.
Did you skate or skate?
Well, I never learned to skate. I tried to, but my ankles were too weak. I never could.
Did you use stilts?
Yes, we made stilts and we used them, yeah.
What kind of games did you play indoors at night? Or during the day when it was raining?
Well, we cut out pictures.
From what?
We played dominoes, checkers.
Where'd you get the pictures out from?
Well, out of papers or magazines.
Perhaps we should ask you a little more about Christmas. Did you believe in Santa Claus?
Oh, yes. We had our Santa Claus practice that until I was, I think I was 13 at Christmas, the last one that my father brought us home there. No, I guess I was 12. Yeah. No, I was 13 when he gave us the doll that fell asleep. You know, it's kind of hard now to think back just exactly the year. I could just tell
you.
You
do remember
it
well, believe me.
I can't remember that one. How did you find out there was no Santa Claus?
Well, you find that out at school among the children. But you don't let on to your parents that you know anything about it.
Very true.
Yeah.
Did you, what were you told about the reindeer and all their names?
Oh yeah, we learned that in school.
Did you?
Oh yeah. Yes, I used to read from the time I was 8 years old. I'd take books out of the library at school and read. I was always a great reader. And I love to read even today, but I can't, I tell my eyes. But I listen to TV and radio all the time for to get all the information I can. And news. I'll get news, things on radio that hardly anybody else around knows anything about. So.
Did you leave lunches for Santa Claus?
No, we never did.
You never did. Were you told he came down the chimney?
Oh, yes, of course, when we were small, but after we got a little bit older, we didn't believe in that.
How about letters?
No, I don't think we ever wrote any.
Did you have a Christmas tree?
We had Christmas trees, yeah.
Did you hang up stockings or what?
We hung our stockings up. And then when we started having Christmas trees.
You didn't have Christmas trees when you were very young?
No, as we got a little older, when we could go out and get our own trees, see? and trim it. You know, we first trimmed it. We didn't have the money to buy the trimming. We'd make loops of white and colored paper and loop them into each other like chains, see? And string them around and pop popcorn and thread them on twine and hang them on the tree. Things like that. If we find any shiny paper, we put them on.
Were your presents wrapped or unwrapped?
Oh, I think they're always unwrapped.
Did you buy anything for your parents or make anything?
Well, I remember one time I was, I guess I was 13. I went to the store with my father and to Bangor, and he said, here's 5 cents to buy your mother a present. And I bought a little butter plate about that big around with some leaves, green leaves around on it. And I still have it with the house there, she gave it.
But you didn't make presents before that age?
No, I never did. She taught me to knit. I remember one time I knit a little pair of stockings, and they weren't for my doll. They weren't any longer than my finger, and it was a little tiny foot on it. And the only mistake, that was the single thread yarn, wool yarn, the only mistake I made in them two stockings was I knit one time, one needle, wrong side out, across the instep on both of them.
So they were uniform.
Yeah, I was only a little kid.
You wanted to ask?
One for students. What else, what kind of, did your mother teach you to sew?
Well, anything I asked her, when I was sewing anything I wanted to sew, I asked her, she showed me how. And when I was 16, I got a pattern, and I got the material, and I cut it out and made myself a dress. And I always made my dresses after that.
Same for your sisters?
No, I never made anything for them.
I mean, they never learned
to sew. They weren't either of them that ever sewed to mount anything.
Oh, I see.
Your grandmother never sewed. She mend. At first, there for years, she could hardly mend even. It's a funny thing. I don't understand why. That either her or my sister in Florida, though, they never sewed. And I started running and I wanted to sew.
How about other girls your age? They learned to sew and make dresses at 16.
Well, I don't remember if any of them saying that they had made any dresses. I don't, unless they, you know, like me, had an aptitude for it and wanted to. Any that did, why, their mother would teach them.
But mothers up there where you live didn't really go out and teach their daughters, is that true?
Well, I think in them days, girls were taught more than they are today. Girls then learned their sewing, their knitting, and their housekeeping at home before they went out. They were brought up to do more around the house than they are today. They had to. I went out. I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning when we were on the farm. Went to the barn and milked 5 cows before breakfast. And when I wasn't in school in the summertime, I'd go out and help to put in potatoes. And I helped in the hay field, get on top of the hay rack and help my father build the load, get up in the barn and pitch it back in the bay while he pitched it up to me. I drove horses. I drove a team on double sled with the milk to the factory.
What's double sled?
Huh?
Double sled.
Yeah, well, a double sled is it's got sleds in front and sleds in behind, and there's a tongue that holds them together, see?
Yeah.
And then you put a team of horses on it. I used to harness the horse and on the buggy and on the milk wagon and take the milk with the, on the milk wagon.
Did you ever see other girls your age doing this?
Not too many of them. I'm pretty good help to my father. We were always great pals.
Now, we were talking about clothes at the beginning. Now, how many dresses would you have, let's say, when you're 16 or 15?
Well, I don't know. Probably 4 or 5. We always had aprons that we had to put over our dresses when we got home. We always had to change our dress when we got home from school.
Did you wear aprons at school?
Well, yeah. And when we were, well, before we were 12, when I was 12, probably. And my mother always made them. And all of them sewing. And until we got 12 or 14, I think, around there, she hired a dressmaker to come to our house and make my sister, your mother, two dresses and me two dresses. We had, I don't know whether she had a shirt, waist, and skirt or not, but I had a shirt, waist, and skirt, and I had a princess style dress.
Shirt waist?
Well, yes, that's a blouse, you call them.
What's a princess style dress?
Well, they're cut with a panel down the front and then a seam on the side up here, see? Three pieces in the front, three pieces in the back. This here's a panel, you know, and come down the back. They were buttoned in the back.
In the back. What colors of dresses do you remember?
Well, that particular dress was plaid, and a very pretty dress. I liked it. And the skirt was gunmetal, and the blouse was white.
What kind of material did they use?
Well, that was, I think they were sort of a worsted cotton, I think that skirt was. Of course, the I don't know what you would call them. They don't have the material today, but we used mostly cotton dresses.
What were your aprons made of?
Cotton.
What colors were they?
Usually they were white with a little figure of some kind, blue or black, maybe a little black circle.
Frills on the side around.
Well, usually they put little ruffles, ruffles up, 2 to 1.5 ruffle around the neck and around the sleeves even.
Did your mother wear aprons all the time?
She always wore an apron like this. She didn't wear a big apron, but these were.
Her apron just came up to her waist. Right?
Well, she wore it with a bib on it. They call it a bib. But the ones that she made for us were. You put the arms through the holes, they button down the back, and they were really a cover apron.
So where would those little blue or black figures be, around the
all
edges?
All over it.
All over.
Just like this. You know.
Oh yeah, alright. Did you wear hand-me-downs? Yeah, you were the only one.
I never did, but I suppose probably the other two did.
Did you have to pass your dresses on and see them worn by your sisters?
I don't remember all, but they might have. Because my mother didn't throw things away. If we outgrow a thing, the others probably did wear them. I don't remember too much about that.
What kind of dresses did you have for good?
Well, these dresses that I mentioned there, we kept them for good for school.
What kind of dress did your mother wear? How was your mother?
She had them gathered and skirts. Sometimes she'd have a dress that was buttoned down to the waist, belt, skirt and waist on it.
How did
young girls color dresses? Colors?
Well, just any color. She kind of liked them a little bit on the dark side of gray or, you know, a blue. Because they didn't show the color of the dirt so much.
How did young girls' dresses differ from their mothers?
Well, they were almost like they are today. They'd be two colors, and they'd be little pleats in them here and there. And they'd yokes on them. Gathered in or pleated spurs.
What's a yoke?
A yoke is your waist cut off here, see. You know what I mean? Plain here. Come down to here. Cut across.
But the rest of the dress is patterned, but this plain.
Well, so
no, it's like having your waistline up here, right?
Well.
Or here, down here.
You'd have your waistline, you can have your waistline there, but you can have it cut off here.
Yeah.
So
they call that a yoke when there's a seam across here, see? But you can have it gathered here or pleated and into a belt, or you can have it down, and like they do a lot of them today, they have down. I had a dress that I liked very, very much, and it had a yoke and pleats here, and it was brown with a little pinstripe in it. It was awesome pretty. I liked that dress.
Dresses on women were buttoned up to the neck, were they in those days?
Well, depend on the individual. They wore them always. But they didn't used to wear them so low nor so short.
Could you and your sisters wear makeup?
We never had makeup until we left home. We were grown up on our own.
How about the other girls in town, your neighbors?
Well, they didn't bother with it so much as they do today.
How long do you ever resent not having makeup?
No. Of course, that religious order, they didn't believe in
makeup.
No.
How about card playing?
They didn't believe in that. That was a sin.
Dancing?
And dancing. Was
all
a
kinds
sin.
Of dancing? Square dancing?
Oh, yeah.
What did your parents do for entertainment?
Work and go to bed.
They didn't do any kind of, no entertainment at all?
No, they go and visit, go visiting. That was their entertainment. When they wanted to change, whether they'd go and visit a neighbor or go and visit some relative.
How often did girls wash their hair?
Well, they didn't wash them, most people that I ever knew didn't wash them as often as they do now.
How often?
Well, probably once a month or so. They didn't think it needed it as often as they do today, but it did. The oftener you wash your hair, the nicer it is. Because I'll tell you, there's a sebum